Alison will now introduce three of this week's letters published in the Evening News.
Yes, we have three letters this week. The first is about a controversial building close to Chatterbox headquarters, the small building grandly named Carrow Bridge House, which is protected but may need to be demolished if Carrow Bridge is to be properly repaired. GP Brown wrote in about this. He says, I note the refusal of permission to demolish Carrow Bridge House. Is it not time to draw to a conclusion the present farce pertaining to this crumbling bridge and replace it with a modern fixed structure, which may well require demolition of Bridge House? We are told that there is a legal requirement to maintain Norwich as a port. What exactly is the vessel size requirement to do that? I'm old enough to remember coasters tied up in Norwich. Perhaps it's time for those who guard the rights of maintaining port status for Norwich to confirm that the waterway all the way from Yarmouth or wherever to Norwich has been maintained in a fit state to accommodate the largest coasters that have ever historically visited Norwich Port. Hopefully, the guardians of the port right will also prove to be the ones required to maintain the necessary access for non-existent traffic at their expense.
The other two letters this week are both in praise of the NHS. The first came from Vaughan Thomas, ex-Lord Mayor of Norwich. We'd be stupid to talk down the NHS. Something I want to share with your readers, please. Yesterday, I attended the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital Cardiology Department for an ablation of my heart. I was reassured by the anaesthetist that it was not an operation to open me up, but just a procedure, albeit meaning a general anaesthetic. The ablation was where the surgeon made a small cut into my vein or artery in my groin to lead a wire up into my heart to burn the inside wall of my heart using radio frequency energy. This was to help stop my arrhythmias. I was advised it wasn't a major operation but something quite straightforward. I was reassured. When I entered the cardiac lab for the procedure, I was met by a circle of 10 staff, surgeons and anaesthetist, radiologist and nurses, all in scrubs waiting for me. They each introduced themselves to me, explaining what their role was. I was taken aback that there were so many involved for just a procedure. Not so straightforward then, really, I thought. But it was on my heart, which doesn't get much more serious than that. The procedure was a success. I was out cold throughout the procedure and came round in recovery to be plied with multiple cups of tea and biscuits. This NHS is not broken. It's working and working well. Sure, like every other organisation, it will be looking to improve efficiencies and effectiveness, but that does not mean it's broken. Your readers can be assured of that. To quote the newly elected MP for Bury St Edmunds and Stowmarket, Peter Prinsley, who is also an ENT surgeon in the NHS, he not only knows the NHS inside out, he lives by it, and he tells me, the NHS is the best of us. He's absolutely right. We created the NHS when the UK was on its uppers after World War II, so I'm sure we can look forward to the continued existence of the NHS, when we're one of the wealthiest nations on earth in whatever form any improvements take. In the prep before the procedure, the anaesthetist talked of how he'd worked in Africa in the past and had to discharge patients, men, women and children, who he knew would die due to the lack of resources and facilities, but otherwise could be saved. We should count our blessings in the UK and not talk down one of, if not the most successful organisation we as a people have ever created. The NHS is not broken. But such talk can only demoralise NHS staff and frighten patients. Some people might think I'm a daydreamer, but by working together, people can achieve most anything. Smallpox killed over 500 million people, but it has now been eradicated by working together. I remember Gerald Ratner talking down his own company as selling tat rather than jewellery. Result? The end of his jewellery chain. We'd be stupid to do the same to the NHS.
The second letter in praise of the NHS came from G. Cameron of Brundle. My wife had a bad fall last week and I took her to A&E at the hospital, booked in and waited to be taken for an X-ray. She was told it was a fractured hip and would have to have an operation in the next couple of days. She stayed in for 8 days and came home last Thursday. She will have a carer come to see her for a week, which is great, and they are very helpful. I would like to say a big thank you to all the doctors and nurses who tended to her. They were very friendly and helpful and professional, and my wife is very grateful. Well done, NHS.